Rush Your Rush is brought to you by NowAbet.com, the home of sports betting.
From the sky to the sea, to the air that we breathe, from the depths of the earth to the stars.
Light up the world, light up the world.
Antoine Griezmann stands behind this free kick. Griezmann, and hugs it towards goal and in by Raphael Varane. The defender strikes for France. It's their first attempt on target in this match, and it is the opening goal of this match. Lloris with a wonderful save, and Godin can't quite turn in the rebound. Lloris at full stretch. Outstanding goalkeeping to keep France in front. Here is Antoine Griezmann. Griezmann to shoot, and it's gone in! An error from Fernando Maslana. Antoine Griezmann with a second goal for France. A huge mistake from the highly experienced Uruguayan goalkeeper. Griezmann with the shot. It looked to be a regulation save, but somehow the ball didn't stick. Is he trying to punch it away here, Maslera? And France are through to the semi-finals at the 2018 World Cup. Uruguay 0, France 2.
What an exciting day of football action at the FIFA 2018 World Cup as fans rolled into the semi-finals for the first time since 2006 after seeing off Uruguay with the help of a terrible error by goalkeeper Fernando Muslera. In terms of excitement, this quarterfinal tie did not come close to the Blues' win over Argentina in the last 16, but will be remembered for the contrasting fates of the two goalkeepers, with Hugo Lloris producing a contender for the save of the tournament, while his opposite number made a mistake that was even more memorable. Raphael Varane headed France into a first-half lead from a free kick that came straight off the training field, with Antoine Griezmann checking his run before delivering a perfect cross for the Real Madrid defender to glance home. There seemed little danger when Griezmann let fly from the edge of the area, but Muslera misjudged the flight of the ball, flapped at the shot, and saw it loop slowly over the line. It is France who match on, and they will face neighbors Belgium in the semi-finals in St. Petersburg on Tuesday. Belgium produced a brilliant performance to knock five-time winners Brazil out of the World Cup and reach the semi-finals for the first time since 1986.
Flicked over the near post and they have the lead! Vincent Kompany and Brazil concede first! Kompany attacks the near post and then the two Brazilians mess it up, and it's off Fernandinho, off his elbow and in. Here's Lukaku now, like a tank. He's done well. De Bruyne, 2-0! Belgium! What is going on here? Brazil in deep, deep trouble now. They are knocked out. The favourites have gone. Belgium have pulled off one of the biggest, if not the biggest win in their history.
Roberto Martinez's side turned on the style in Kazan to clock up their fifth straight win of the tournament and ensure the semi-finals will be contested by four European sides for the first time since 2006. What a rush. Brazil had considered just one goal in their past four games in Russia, but were behind early when Nassar Chadli's corner struck Fernandinho's arm and flew into the net, the 10th own goal of the World Cup. Fernandinho's Manchester City teammate Kevin De Bruyne doubled Belgium's lead with a sublime arrowed finish from 20 yards after Romelu Lukaku's powerful run. In an entertaining and open game, Brazil hit the post when the match was goalless. Thiago Silva missed it in front of the gaping net after Neymar's corner before substitute Renato Augusto gave Brazil hope with a headed goal after Felipe Coutinho's delicious pass. However, the South Americans became the latest heavyweight to depart the competition after holders Germany and other past winners Argentina, Spain and Uruguay. Once again, coach Roberto Martinez has great praises for his players after their historic feat.
Incredible hearts out there. Sometimes you have to accept that Brazil has got this finesse, that quality that they're gonna break you down, and they didn't accept it. I didn't even think that for 1 minute they were going to give up. And this is something special. These boys deserve to be real special people back in Belgium. I hope that everyone in Belgium is very, very proud. Tactically, I never lost a game in the tactics board. is the execution of the tactics that it matters, and the execution was magnificent.
Let's also hear from forward Kevin De Bruyne, who admitted it was not an easy task overcoming Brazil.
It's not easy to play against Brazil. Obviously, they're such a wonderful team, but I think the power we have as a team is shown first half. I think we played magnificent. We changed our tactic. We played a little bit risk to leave two players up front. And I think the first half, we took the advantage. Second half, I think they changed tactically, and it was very difficult because they created a lot of plays in the middle. But I think even then we created some chances. And the last 15 minutes after the goal is a character test. And I think we showed the world what we're capable of.
And goalkeeper Thibaut Courtois, who believes his performance has proven he is in the form of his life.
This team wants to win every game. We won a lot of games until now. Like against England, a lot of team wants said that it's better to lose to draw, but we were there. We wanted to win every game. We choose maybe the hardest part, but we have confidence in our team. I think I've been unfairly criticized a lot of time this year. Okay, maybe sometimes I could have saved the goal, but the amount of things I got over my head, I think it was not always fair. So I think I prove again who I am and where I'm here, and I'm very happy with that. Well, obviously I saw the ball going back, cut back, and I was back on my good on my feet. I know he likes to do it that way, and I was ready, and I pulled a great save, I think.
Impressive Belgium would now face France, who were 2-0 winners over Uruguay earlier, in a semi-final in St. Petersburg next Tuesday, July 10. Who would you be putting your money on? Of course, you know, the place to be is www.narabet.com. Well, the other semi-final in Moscow on July 11 will be contested between the winners of today's quarterfinals featuring Sweden and England, which comes up at 3 p.m. Nigerian time, and the match between Russia and Croatia, which comes up at 7 p.m. Nigerian time. What a rush.
Narabet Up Your Paddy. It's a feature that allows customers to transfer funds from one Narabet account to another. To use this feature, all you have to do is input the receiver's username and amount to transfer. For more info, log on to www.narabet.com.
Narabet.com, the home of sports betting.
Well, by the way, after Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi's exit from the World Cup, Chelsea and Belgium star Eden Hazard admitted it was time to shine on the biggest stage of all. Hazard may not have scored in Kazan yesterday, but he proved a real nightmare, dumping Neymar and co. out of the competition. And Uruguay midfielder Matheus Vecino said the absence of his side's injured forward Edson Cavani influenced their performance in that quarterfinal match against France. Cavani was injured during Uruguay's 2-1 win over Portugal on Saturday, and he missed the game. What's your take on that one, guys? Well, it's all over, definitely, and the match cannot be replayed. Well, let's tell you that former England captain David Beckham has signed up for a pretty unusual bet with Sweden great Zlatan Ibrahimovic as the two legends prepare to watch their nations do battle in the World Cup quarterfinals today. Beckham and Ibrahimovic shared plenty of battles on the field during their illustrious careers that included successful spells in Manchester United, and now they have served up some unusual wagers ahead of the last eight game in Samara, with Ibrahimovic offering to buy Beckham dinner at any restaurant in the world if England win. Zlatan proposed that his English counterpart would have to buy him anything he wants at a Swedish furniture store. Beckham was quick to up the ante, and he suggested a Sweden win should result in Ibrahimovic wearing an England t-shirt and eating fish and chips while he watches the Three Lions go into battle in a game at Wembley. Well, this deal was struck on Twitter, by the way, initiated by Zlatan himself. And that means, let's see who wins the game between England and Sweden. Well, one man thinks that England are benefiting from playing without enormous pressure and can go all the way and win the World Cup if they beat Sweden in Saturday's quarterfinal. That's a former coach, Sven-Göran Eriksson. Eriksson guided England to success at World Cup quarterfinals in 2002 and 2006 before resigning. And he says before his time, during his time, and a little bit after his time, it was like you had to reach the final. But that has changed. So, with less pressure, can England overcome Sweden and win the World Cup? Well, let's find out what Gareth Southgate said in the pre-match press conference yesterday.
A very strong team. I've been involved in matches against Sweden many times, and always the team is... has a very strong identity, has better players than people sometimes give them credit for. This team is the same. You only have to look at their results in the qualifying, beating France, in the playoff, beating Italy, in this tournament, knocking out Germany. They're obviously a very strong side, and one we will have to play really well against to beat them.
Well, odds for the Sweden-England game have been set at 4.7 for a Sweden win, 3.15 for a draw, while England to win is 1.85 plus 199 more options, all on Narrabet.com. But before then, Russia would host Croatia in a game bound to precede monumental celebration in Russia. That's if the hosts beat Croatia. Well, Russia have never gotten to this stage before, at least as the country Russia. But Croatia would remember that a win in today's game would take them to the semifinals. Well, ahead of that game, Russia President Vladimir Putin says that hosting of the World Cup has helped debunk stereotypes about the country. Well, for Putin, it's probably not about Russia winning, but he's already excited that the World Cup has been hosted very well so far. After safety concerns and fears of discrimination, there have been so far been no major non-football incidents at the tournament. Well, that I can attest to. The people are so friendly right here in Russia. And at a meeting with FIFA President Gianni Infantino and former footballers at the Kremlin, Putin said the tournament and its coverage in social media had helped break many stereotypes about Russia. Moscow streets have been flooded with fans and locals, not least due to Russia's own progression at the tournament. Russia coach Stanislav Cherchesov has said Putin has been in touch to support the home players as well. Well, after entering the tournament as the lowest ranked side, Russia made it through the knockout stage for the first time since post-Soviet history, upsetting Spain in the round of 16, and they take on a Croatian side whom Nigerians will never forget, handed the Super Eagles their first defeat at the 2018 World Cup. Well, a Russia win is set at 3.85, a draw 2.95, a Croatia win is 2.15 on NairaBet.com. As usual, the question is, who are you putting your money on? Think about that and act very fast so you can cash out like many people are doing on NairaBet.com. All right, in other news, German Football Association General Manager Oliver Bierhoff has admitted it could have been a mistake to take Mesut Ozil to the World Cup amid the controversy involving Turkey President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The day before the announcement of Germany's preliminary squad, Ozil and Ayke Gundogan had their picture taken with Erdogan during the president's visit to London, sparking a barrage of criticisms. But while Gundogan published a statement on social media committing himself to German values, Ozil remained quiet throughout and became a topic of debate, and Bierhoff told reporters that as a result, the Federation should have handled the situation differently. And that means not taking the forward to the World Cup. Germany, the world champions, crashed out in the first round. We also hear that French President Emmanuel Macron will attend the Soccer World Cup in Russia after France beat Uruguay to book a place in the semifinals. Well, Macron's such a delight to have around, and Nigerians will certainly not forget his recent visit to the country. What a rush.
Hit all my money with the coconut.
My country people, una no say una fit chocolate plenty money as you dey watch football matches they go so. Wait, make I yarn you. You fit to place your bet for home win, draw game, first half result, and plenty others as you will come begin party, plenty millions of naira. It no hard at all, waiting you go just do before the game start. Just enter www.nairabet.com from your phone or computer. Just begin the quest yourself as you fit play for the live game that is the match where they go on. Naira Bet, now the home of sports betting.
It's all my money with the donut. With the donut. If I knock him on with the alert.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
One life, live it up, cause we got one life.
Well, as the World Cup gets more and more exciting, news from home remains more and more controversial. As the latest that we hear is that the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission is to investigate and take necessary action against NFF President Amaju Melvin Pinnick, Malam Shehu Diko, and some other board members of the Nigerian Football Federation. And this we hear follows a petition they received from a former national coach, James Peters, on May 4, with a heading, Monumental Stealing and Financial Crimes in the Nigerian Football Federation, received by the Executive Chairman of the EFCC on May 4, 2018. Well, a member of the board, Honorable Suleiman Kwande, has nothing but praises for the current board and its president, Amaju Pinnick.
I've been on the last board. I've been on many boards. I was on the NPL board with Obaseki. This is one board I know we have a leader who is a driver. Sometimes he overpushes the sponsors he has gotten. Most of the things we have done preparatory to this World Cup, we had great A matches, and it's all due to the leadership. I mean, he's a fighter. So, personally, I don't think we're going to have an issue. Irrespective of what happens, if you look at the track record, we've gotten sponsorship from all loops and corners. I mean, even the Challenge Cup that has been abandoned for the past God knows how many years, we've gotten sponsorship. Most of the people, how many sponsors have we gotten in the last 6 months? Almost 16 sponsors. Football is all about sponsorship. And we have a leader who has a drive to go and get sponsors. So I think if that is not enough, if you're going to continue to be dependent on the government, we're going to have a problem. And I can assure you, with the way Nigeria is now, if we had depended on the government, we wouldn't have gotten half of what we've gotten now.
Let's see how events unfold. Remember, we told you that Imagine Pinnock was a match commissioner for the France versus Uruguay game. He's still on FIFA duties right here in Russia. Meanwhile, let's tell you that a fan who arrived in Moscow for the World Cup has asked for political asylum in Russia because his life was threatened in Nigeria. Well, the Russian authorities have refused to release his name, but they say he was born in 1987 and has asked political asylum in the Russian Federation. He said that he had taken part in anti-government actions in his homeland, and now Nigerian government to troops allegedly threaten his life. And this is according to a Russian law source. As we speak right now, that Nigerian has been conveyed to the Russian Federal Migration Service. What a crazy rush indeed. Well, that's the size of the show this morning. Let's get ready to enjoy the last set of quarterfinal games to decide who will join France and Belgium in the semifinals of the 2018 FIFA World Cup. Until tomorrow morning. Спасибо. Доброе утро. What a rush.
Russia Rush was brought to you by Narabet.com, the home of sports betting.